CrossMuchOfTheNorthernPlains.org.
Across much of the northern plains, there is very little moisture in the soil profile heading into the winter freeze-up. SipCam Agro National Sales Director Matthew Seibel says that issue is being seen across a large portion of the country.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of concern, you know, about moisture levels, I think, throughout parts of the Midwest and certainly upper Midwest. Time will tell, right, what's winter precipitation going to bring? But I think guys need to be prepared. You know, what happens if things are on the drier side? I think the positive side of that is disease pressure might be down. But as we know, these crops are so valuable that we can't avoid, doing a preventative program and staying on top, you know, of our fungicide programs.
SipCam Agro markets tetraconazole products for sugar beets with the Minerva and Minerva Duo brands.
Those have been anchors in that marketplace in sugar beets for many, many years. And I think sometimes we get used to using some products for so many years that maybe we forget the importance of them at times, and maybe they move to the wrong position in a program. So they're two great tools to be using preventatively and curatively in a fungicide program. Certainly, we're going to tell guys that they need to absolutely be rotating classes of chemistry. Resistance management is something that we've preached for years, but we've really got to live up to it. Some of these chemistries have been around long enough that if we don't manage them well, we're going to lose some of the efficacy.
And every year is different, but Seibel encourages farmers to have solid strategies to provide peace of mind about Cercospora and other crop diseases. Reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network.